Pierce Brown, good day today for you. Good charge in the second moto, and Ryder D had a good day. Like, yeah, good job for the TLD boys.
Yeah, it was a good day for the boys. Obviously, if there's anybody you want to beat, it's your teammate. So to have a good day and have him beat me, it stings a little bit, but it just fueled for the fire.
You got him in the second moto.
Yeah, got him in the second moto. Yeah, I mean, we both got one on each other. So, no, it was a good day. I'm happy with how we've been trending. Yeah, it's been a struggle the last couple of weeks. I don't know, but I think we figured it out today.
So we were talking about you, fantasy stuff, of course, and we're like, well, look, we know you're from Idaho, you're a California guy, but also I'm sure you've raced here or ridden here a lot, and I feel like you've been good here. Is this a good place for you normally?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is exactly about this place. I've raced a couple regionals here and a couple amateur races here, but surprisingly, every time I've been here, it's rained out, so I've been on a grass track or a hybrid track or something like that. So the first time ever racing here was 2021 for me, and that was my best outdoor until today. So, yeah, this place just brings good vibes to me. I like it a lot, and, everybody has their track.
You're not really from the Pacific Northwest, but maybe. I don't know if people would consider that. You know, I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm a West Coast guy, but not a Pacific Northwest dude. So, but I think... a lot like Jason, I noticed Jason's really good here, and I think it's just maybe a West Coast dude thing. I mean, you have to carry a lot of momentum here, and I think that's my strong suit. It's not, I wouldn't say a Southwick-type gnarly track, but it was gnarly today.
Yeah, the temperature got a few guys. What about going second? You notice that as far as track conditions?
Yeah. This is the first time we've been second today, and there hasn't been a rain delay, so... Yeah. It was gnarly though. It was really gnarly. I mean, you could definitely notice it. I mean, wasn't easy.
Yeah. No, it looked like some guys were struggling. You were not maybe one of them to me. You're charging hard, but guys were struggling out there. So, it was one of those things. Second, last thing for you. Some guys were not happy with how muddy it was in the morning. How'd you find that?
How wet it was?
Muddy and wet.
Yeah. To be honest, I didn't notice it. I think part of that was because we were second practice, but...
Maybe the 450 guys were the ones complaining to me. Yeah.
They were the ones that picked up most of the mud for me, but I mean, dude, every national, I feel like they overwater, and it's just a trend for me. I mean, I've kind of grown to get used to it. I mean, I don't know if everybody else expected different, but I mean, it's just normal to me to have a wet track in the morning, you know, for qualifying.
Well, maybe I'll just... listen to the complainers like Phil and other guys like that. I'm not sure, but I was getting complaints from guys, so, you know.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks.